All right, so let's talk about your journey. So I know this is something that a lot of people struggle with, so I want to cover this. Now, when it comes to your journey and where you're going, always know that you can learn and do just about anything in this world these days because of what? The magic of the internet. Now, what do I mean by that, right? So if I want to know how to do something, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to Google it, right? I'm going to Google it now. I'm going to use what we like to call the Gen mentality, the Google it now mentality, right? So, and the funny thing is a lot of people forget this. Think about this like this, right? So when you're a kid, or even like if you've noticed, like watch a kid, right? So, but if when you're a kid and you're growing up, when you learn how to walk, how many times do you literally get up and then you fall down, or you try to do something and you fail at it, but you don't stop at what you're doing. You keep growing and you keep getting better until you can do that task. Now, what we forget when we're later on in life is we forget that we still have that same ability. We just forget how to execute on that ability. Using the Gen mentality, the Google it now mentality, you're able to find the information that you need because the world, again, is all on the internet. This information you're searching for and that you need to use in your business is on the internet, and it's literally just a click away. Now, the way you keyword phrase that and the way you enter it into your, like Google, for instance, like if I want to learn how to, build a website, or if I want to learn how to do Facebook ads, or if I want to learn how to do a specific, marketing way, or how to craft a great email, or how to make a podcast. I mean, simple ways to learn how to do that. Like, I didn't know how to do anything literally 7 years ago. Okay, so I didn't know how to make websites. I didn't know how to do SEO. I didn't know how to do Facebook ads, and I didn't know how to do chatbots. I didn't know how to do a podcast, and I didn't know how to do graphics, and I didn't know how to do proper ad copy. I didn't know any of this stuff 7 years ago. Now, what woke me up was I went to a TEDx event, right? This was TEDx event about autonomy and about how the world is growing and evolving, and your job might not be your job 10 years from now, or your job might not be your job right now. At the time I went to this was when Uber was first coming out, right? So Uber was first coming out, and they literally shut down taxis everywhere, right? They literally, and this is the same thing with Airbnbs, right? Airbnb came out and literally stopped like the hotel, motels, and stuff like that. The sales of those literally went down because all of the people spending the major money, they're spending a lot of the infrastructure's money in that particular industry, were spending it using the Airbnbs. This creating an effort for people like yourself to have that have a spare house or a spare rental property or whatever, can rent that out as an Airbnb on their website, right? Simple ways. But the thing is, I went to that actual TEDx event and spoke, to a guy named Jay Samet. He taught me, and showed me this stuff. I actually ate lunch with him. I was pretty fortunate to get that kind of one-on-one understanding. If you actually research and understand Jay Samet, if you actually Google Jay Samet right now and Disrupt You, that was a book that he actually wrote. So if you and if you actually do Google that and you actually go through and see that, what you're gonna find is if you're not gonna get the one-on-one time unless you're in the right spot at the right time in the right atmosphere. And what I do is I call that pretty much, it's what you do. You're putting out good vibes in the world, and the world's going to actually give you good things in return. This was something, talking to this person, talking to this man, he gave me like so much valuable information when I was at, eating lunch with him, and I met him at the TEDx event because he was the very first speaker. Now, what this did, it opened up a part of me that I really needed to be awakened. Right. So I was one of the people that were getting up every day, going to work, like going through my daily task, and then coming home, and my greatest point of the day was like my TV show. Like literally that was my greatest point of my day, was like coming home and kicking it, watching TV for like, or watching the UFC at the time. That was when the UFC was first coming, like really, really mainstream. And then, you know, it was coming in and I, like, I'd sit back and like watch that. And that was like my thing. Like, but that was what I looked forward to. So every day, you know, was the same for me, right? Until I started, you know, growing and try to get better and bettering my family's way of life. Now, doing that, I used the gen mentality. I always, you know, use Google to find out the information I needed. And I feel that a lot of people forget that, or they misuse that, or they don't use it right. They always go, and instead, I see this constantly in like Facebook groups, where somebody will go into a Facebook group and ask a question and wait weeks on end to get an answer instead of just typing it into Google and trying to find the answer themselves. 90% of the time, the answer's at the tip of your fingers. And it may not be the exact answer you want sometimes, but it will be close enough to get you to a point where you have a deeper thought pattern about that. So the Google it now mentality, and again, I at the time I was doing this way back when, you know, I didn't actually have a coined phrase for it, right? But it makes perfect sense, right? And think about it, you know, use the gen mentality to grow and get better and use that for yourself, right? Now, again, I didn't actually coin the phrase gen mentality either, but the same point of the contact is it is a useful thought pattern, right? So using the ability to use the internet and harness the internet to grow yourself and to grow your potential, your business and your, you know, self to something higher. Doesn't matter what you're, if you're trying to grow a business, it doesn't try to matter if you're trying to just make yourself better. Maybe you have something you struggle with every single day and you want to know how to get over it. It's simple. Just Google it now. Try to find a way to, you know, try to at least, you know, look for it yourself and go for it, right? I mean, the action takers in this world are the ones that are using this mentality, right? The action takers, the winners and the people that are growing and getting better every single day, like the person right now that's doing this and doing it efficiently and then learning every single day that feels like they're not getting anywhere will be the person that is winning a year from now and is making, having a successful life and doing things better. And when I say successful life, I mean, everybody has a success rate they want to get at. Don't equate success to money. Equate success to whatever your level of success is. And that will get you a sense of fulfillment on what you're doing. But the way to do that and the way to accomplish anything and the way to go about it is to Google it now, right? So use this gen mentality and use the way to harness the internet to actually grow and get better. Like, I mean, so the point of it is it really is that simple. Like, I get people that, you know, have this complex where they have to talk to the what they feel is the person that is, you know, the lead person in that industry all the time. Like, anybody that, like, say, for instance, like ClickFunnels, you would constantly want to talk to Russell Brunson about something. But let's be honest, you can just Google anything about ClickFunnels and find it on the internet. And it may not be the, you know, close, and it might not be the exact answer you want to hear, but it's close enough to get you an idea where the more you get educated and the more you get better, then the more you can win, right? And I speak about ClickFunnels because a lot of people who listen to this podcast are, you know, going through and starting their own business. And that's part of it, right? You may or may not be using ClickFunnels. I'm not saying go use it. I'm saying use the gym mentality so that you can help and you know, use the power of the internet to actually harness it and grow and get better. I mean, so just think of it. I mean, anything that you need, like, is at the tip of your fingers. Like, think about that 20 years ago when nobody could do it. Now, 20 years ago, there were people that, and equate this to money too, because 20 years ago, there were very few people making, like, turning themselves from nothing to $1 million, literally overnight. And when they did that, you know, there was very few people because the simple fact of there was not, they didn't have the ability to Google it now. They didn't have the ability to have the internet to give them the information that they need. Now, look at now. These days, you can actually see there's so many people starting from nothing and becoming literally millionaires within a few years because they have the ability to harness the internet, the power of the internet, and to use this gen mentality, to use the Google it now mentality is, I mean, it's all the more better. I mean, that's what they're doing. Whether or not you actually see that or not. Now, these people are also, you know, using their resources correctly too. Like they're purchasing, you know, whatever. If they need a program to learn something, they are not scared to purchase it, right? But they're at the same point in time, you don't always have to go back and purchase a program to learn something. There could be something online that will basically answer your question without having to buy anything, right? There's so many people putting great stuff on the internet these days that you need to understand that, like, either you may have to buy something or you might not have to buy something. Or it may be right there waiting for you to get it, right? So just understand the Google mentality is, I mean, that's the way to go. And if you equate that to money again, like, think about it. There's not that many people back 20 years ago that were coming from nothing to $1 million. These days, there's literally people every single day going from zero to $1 million within a year or two. It's happening left and right. You want to be part of that. You have to learn to shift your mentality. You have to learn how to shift that thought pattern. So my recommendation for today is, again, start using Google for your benefit. Start using the power of the internet and harness it the correct way to get the information to better yourself. So again, we'll see you on the next one. All right, until then, Google it now.